Hollywood Live with Tanya Hart.
The attorney for Nellie's rape accuser has reportedly sent a letter to the prosecutor alleging verbal attacks made by Nellie's team since the reports of these allegations have surfaced. Now, TMZ says that the woman's attorney, Karen Kohler, believes the threat should be considered a crime and is demanding justice. Quote, "It is morally reprehensible for an accused person and his bully lawyer to issue derogatory and defamatory statements against a young alleged rape victim." She also says that in the state of Washington, it is actually a crime. Well, you know, Nellie's attorney did come out yesterday and say that the accuser is, quote, "a person with an agenda, and clearly she has one. The agenda is money, fame, and notoriety." Yep, he did say exactly those words. In fact, I reported on that quote. Well, as I said, intimidating witnesses is a Class B felony in the state of Washington. I am so sure this story is going to continue. And speaking of men behaving badly, the outing of Harvey Weinstein from his own company because of alleged sexual harassment of women, employees, and actresses has rocked Hollywood. The latest to come out against him? Gwyneth Paltrow and Angelina Jolie. Yeah, honey, they both talked to the New York Times and said that the movie mogul made unwanted advances toward them. The New Yorker is also reporting that Harvey was accused of raping three women. Well, you know what? His representatives are denying all of these allegations, of course. But in the meantime, Gwyneth Paltrow told journalists that Weinstein asked her to his room for massages when she was 22. She'd just been cast for the lead role in Emma. And she said that her boyfriend at the time, who happened to be Brad Pitt, confronted Weinstein about the incident. Now, other actresses, who, including Angelina Jolie, Rosanna Arquette, Judith Godrich, have similar stories about Weinstein. But more importantly, two of my industry colleagues have called me to say the same thing happened to them with Harvey. One of them called this morning saying she has finally told her husband and me, her BFF, after all of these years. She said she was empowered to talk now that all the other women are coming out. You know, I feel so badly for my friend. I've known her for 25 years. She said she just couldn't talk about it. This is starting to sound a lot like the Bill Cosby case, isn't it? And on a better note, make sure you tune in to this week's podcast on Hollywood Live Extra, where we talk to indie film producer Angela White. She is the producer of a new movie, A Question of Faith. Of course, that stars Kim Fields, and she was here joining us too earlier this month. And you know, Angela just received the coveted Cinema Score, which is the first ever feature film produced by an African-American female-led production company that has received this award. So she'll be here talking about that and a whole lot of other things. That's tomorrow on Hollywood Live Extra. In the meantime, don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Tanya Hollywood and at AURN online.